This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, hanging out at Hooters Mall of Georgia. Guys, we'll be here tomorrow. We are back in studio on Wednesday. Scheduling change, so just so you know. So come out tomorrow and hang out with us if you can't make it tonight. Mike, we were at practice today, and let's start there because we'll talk about the preseason game. We're going to let you hear from Chris Lindstrom as we get ready for the Titans joint practices, guys, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. The Falcons will play their second preseason game. But practice today, and I just got the question, what did they look like today? Well, it was a lighter day today.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting ready for the scrimmage. And we were just saying off the air during the commercial break, top of the hour, Tennessee Titans, they're getting it in.
I mean, yeah.
They're getting it in.
Yeah.
This is a team which has just practiced down in Tampa, played that game earlier, then flew up here Saturday, so they've already been hanging around. Titans may be walking amongst us. Anyway, they'll be going at it tomorrow. The weather's about the same as today. Intermittent showers, heavy at times. So if we go inside, that's tough for two teams with 80 people
for sure
to try to squeeze all that in. But Titans are going to be here. I know that we've debated, do you let the starters play? We didn't see them this game on Friday. I've been leaning with you on this one all offseason. I just think, and it has nothing to do with Arthur Smith. That was a different quarterback, different time. Doesn't Penix Jr. need more live bullets?
He does. He does. And there are quarterbacks that are, as we know right now, better than him in the league and more established with bigger resumes who are playing. We hope our guy gets to that point where in a few years, Mike, we're talking about Penix in the same way that we're talking about some of the elite guys, whether it's Burrow, Lamar, name your guy. But for me, I just was frustrated this weekend. And this was after Friday night because, again, some of this stuff played out Saturday, but Justin Fields played. And, and we got to talking about what's the criteria for you to play in a preseason game.
Right.
And I said, well, if you're a quarterback with a new coach and a new coordinator on a new team, like there's certain criteria that you go, or we didn't go to the playoffs last year. You need to play. And for me, I saw a lot of that with other teams, and I was like, wow, okay. So I'm going to wait, Mike. Reserve judgment and see what happens. But I think you're right about this. I think over the next couple of days, and we'll see tomorrow, if they practice the way that we think they are and they go full speed and they do all these things
right
against the Titans, I think the coaches, again, not just Raheem Morris, the Titans staff is going to come in and say, this is what we wanted to get accomplished. We don't need to see our starters on Friday to potentially get them more injured or injured, period. And so we may be cheated out of another opportunity to see Michael Penix on
right
Friday.
Yeah, I know that it's funny. Fans have mixed emotions on this. The poll we did the other day was running almost 50-50 much of the day. You can get injured in practice. Matter of fact, the Eagles, a major injury today for the Eagles fans. Landon Dickinson out now, and some are saying it could be season-ending torn meniscus. So we'll see where that one goes for the Eagles. Remember, the Eagles draft so well a couple years ago. Was it Jason Peters that went out with the left tackle? And they went all the way and won the Super Bowl in 17.
Sure did. Yeah.
With Coach Peters and beat us in that playoff game. So they're a team which generally has O-line depth. That's one of the things I took from our Falcons game with the Lions. Our O-line, outside of Storm Norton, it gets really shaky.
Thin.
And I know that I mentioned earlier they picked up a guy named Jake Hansen because Javon Quinn was not great. They were getting a lot of push up the middle. We really couldn't run the football with any kind of degree of any kind of proficiency. So we got Brandon Parker, big guy, 6'8" at tackle. But that's another thing. We talk about workload. We had another day where they start out the practice, and then Caleb McGarry and Jake Matthews are done.
Yeah.
And so those guys aren't out there. So the good news is the next man up is getting the reps, but I'm not sure those guys are going to be good enough. And that's why maybe you don't see them drop blocking in front of Michael Penix Jr. on next Friday night.
While we're talking about the O-line, Mike, let's hear from Chris Lindstrom. We love the guy. He's one of the best guards in the league, and we get a chance to see his work ethic every day. But he was talking about the preseason and was asked about the preseason reps. This is what Chris Lindstrom said.
Yeah, I think each coaching staff does it differently, and there's a program in place, so definitely supporting behind it. And we have the reps now, but I think it shows to that point is we know that this is our competitive, ones against a different team. Mm-hmm. And so these reps are really, really valuable. And so trying to take all of them fresh and knowing each one of them counts.
He's right, because now I get to look at another face breathing hard, looking at me,
right,
and I'm trying to push another grown man around, and it's not a guy that I've been trying to push around for the last 6 weeks. That changes things. So he's right about these reps, and that's why we're telling you Tuesday and Wednesday are going to be very important for the Falcons. But he also was talking about, and this is Chris Lindstrom, these joint practices, Mike, and he was talking about the competitiveness of them.
Yeah, it's very, very competitive. I think when you have two teams that are willing to work, kind of eliminate the nonsense that sometimes goes on, and you just kind of really focus on what's done, you can get really, really productive work in a safer environment, and get that work. I know they have Jeff Simmons and a lot of really good players that are going to make me better heading into the season. And just to see something different, you see our defense, they know our calls, we know their calls. So it's just like get a little something different in a good competitive environment is fun.
Yeah, man, you mentioned the other day, that Simmons, we saw him up close and personal in Nashville 2 years ago. That dude was getting all over it. So this is going to be great for us. I know some guys, as you said, no, we're not turning this into the Super Bowl. We're just saying when you're doing 11-on-11 and nobody played in the first game against the Lions,
yes,
we are looking forward to seeing real competition amongst the Tennessee team, which is salty because they've been on the road for 2 weeks now, just played Tampa. By the way, speaking of Tampa, sidebar, I was just telling Day-Day, man, they got some dudes. I mean, and I know that we talked about when they drafted him, Emeka Ibuka looks like a real rock star.
Well, Ohio State, man. He was legit.
Our buddy JP, who covers the Bucs, he was at practice at one Buccaneer place for some of that joint practice. He says, because Godwin may start the season on the pup list,
right,
but they might not have any fall off because you're going to have Mike Evans and this guy. And they said Ibuka, you can put him all over the field. You put him in the slot. You can use him as a wideout. He said they may dial up a reverse for this guy. He's just an athlete.
Yeah, I'll tell you this about Mike Evans. And I visited with him early in the summer, and we were talking about because he got the new deal and everybody's happy. But he's like, I'm training differently. And I said, well, what are you doing? And he understands where he is in his career now, Mike, where he can't just, some guys just have it and they can chill in the summer and come back. And he was like, man, I'm working in my body. I'm trying to reshape my body. And now I'm hearing out of camp.
Right.
He's having an incredible camp. Like, and it doesn't surprise me because his commitment has always been there. And for those who don't know, I mean, we're talking about a guy that's had 1,000 yards for 10 straight years. Like,
right,
he's going to the Hall of Fame. Mike Evans has been a dude with a very variety of quarterbacks. But you're right about their receiving core. I like their run game. I like their defensive front. The Bucs are going to be a problem in week one. And that's why I'm saying, like, we better be ready.
Now, again, guys, we said James Pierce. One of the things we took from this preseason game is the Lions. Now, again, I've seen stories that said they weren't interested in Pierce. Some said they were. But either way, they were certainly aware of Pierce because they double-teamed him, chipping him. So if you're looking for the stat sheet and you weren't watching what was going on, he was getting some double teams, which will open things up for other guys. We had two fumbles. Unfortunately, we only got 3 points out of those two fumbles.
It's not enough.
That goes back to the backup offense not being able to get the job done. One thing that I heard Mike Johnson talk about on the morning shift, you and I were talking about at practice, Pierce has just been more noticeable. Xavier Watts has not been noticeable because he's missed some time, and he's a little bit behind. Same thing I think goes for Jalen Walker. Now, guys, Georgia fans, don't get mad. Don't start throwing rocks at the radio. Just saying that Jalen Walker at times gets swallowed up by these big tackles he's facing in the NFL. So is that something he's going to continue to evolve? Because we know what we've seen him do against the Texas line,
sure,
which was going to the NFL.
All of them.
So he's just got to probably work on some of that. But I thought Pierce set the edge. I think against the run, he was really pretty good.
I did too. And again, remember, and I keep saying this, he's doing what he's been doing in college. What Jalen's doing is a little bit different, and he has got to master what they're asking him to do. That doesn't happen in 2 or 3 weeks of training camp. This is a process, which, again, all those reps that he missed, Ross said he wasn't worried because of the way he prepares. But, Mike, you're right about this. And there was a point in the game where it was one of those glimpses, and I had to go back and look, where he got turned around, and it was like, oh, he didn't have leverage like he normally would. And so Those are things, man, that you just have to figure out. But I feel good about Jalen. I think he's going to be fine. But, yeah, I think he's a little bit ahead. If you were to ask me if James Pierce Jr. is a little bit ahead, the reason is because of that. And that's what I keep pointing to. Now, at some point, Mike, that's going to even out. Some point we're going to get to a point where Jalen knows exactly where he's at and what he needs to do. And now I'm not having to think. See, Pierce is not having to do all that.
Right.
Come off the edge, man.
Act,
do what
react.
You do.
Right. Yeah. Act, react, man. So that's why when we've said – it's funny because we kind of went through this whole cycle with Pierce. Oh, is he the right pick? Is he the right pick? Everyone says he's a reach. And then you say, you know what? Because of the athleticism and everything you just talked about, maybe he'll have a higher end. We don't know, guys. We haven't seen a play on Sundays yet that it matters. We're just telling you – we're just relating what we've seen. That's why I don't want you guys to go nuts because, like, I'm excited about Jalen Walker. We all are. It's just we haven't seen as much of him just because of the hamstring injury.
Yeah, and it's funny because Caleb McGarry, you know, he was asked this early in camp, and I was laughing because, you know, he was being serious, but they were like, hey, what do you think of James Pierce? And he was like, oh, when the live bullets start. Like, he's saying, I can tell you he's really good in practice, but I won't know until the games start. And, again, however you want to phrase that, but he was saying the same thing Mike is saying. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. One other thing from Chris Lindstrom. Mike, we like Ryan Neuzel. We had a chance to visit with him. And
just a big, lovable lineman doing work.
Yeah, had a chance to kind of get a sense of his personality. And here's what's funny. Lindstrom was talking about Ryan Neuzel's news flashes. What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, he'd have to stand up in the middle of a team meeting and give kind of whatever was breaking in news or like very obscure facts, certain things. I can't remember any of them off the top of his head. Oh, that he was also like, he has like three nicknames. It was like Little Newsy Vert, like the News Flash, like all these like hashtags.
That's awesome.
Little Newsy Vert.
But that's the thing, man. Right. They're having, the O-line is having fun. Now, I'm not worried, to Mike's point, about the first team. It's if we have to rely on some of these guys that are the reserves that Mike and that may happen during the season. Right now, the good news is our starting O-line is healthy, and they have looked good.
Right. Now, we talked about Storm Norton getting back to practice. We were talking to Mark Raimondi from ESPN. By the way, thanks to Mark for keeping all the stats. He does all the stick marks, which is great. Then I can read it. It was 9 of 18 for Michael Penix. He missed on a couple of deep balls today.
Yeah.
Down, overthrew some 11-on-11 work. But, again, some of these were situational, so that's where you always got to quantify it and qualify it, what you were looking for. But the things that we continue to see every day at practice, a beautiful throw from Michael Penix Jr. to Drake London, 9-5. In this case, a touchdown in 11-on-11. And, again, Bijan, you think these guys know when he makes that cut, and doesn't it amaze you? Bijan makes the cut, and six guys still go the other way. Right? It happens every day at practice.
Yeah, that jump cut is nasty, man. I mean, like, it's something he's mastered. It's almost like a crossover in basketball or the Euro step where that's his thing. And, like, whoop, whoop, and he can go right, left, and then be gone. And it's all these running backs. And a lot of guys can't do that, Mike, which makes him different. And even Saquon does it differently than Bijan does it. But, yeah, it's funny because he does that every day. And I don't know if you guys saw the video. I think the Falcons put it out where Drake London's trying to mimic him doing that jump step. And he's trying to do it. And it's just funny because Drake, as athletic as he is, he can't do it.
And one of the things we saw today at practice was kind of funny. While there was a break in the action, Bijan and Drake shadow boxing. They were basically boxing with each other. Needless to say, Drake has a serious reach advantage on Bijan, but it was kind of neat because they really – it was like Bijan was almost like they're doing like it was like Ali Frazier what they were doing. It was kind of neat. Real quick, guys, I knew this was going to happen on a text line. So you're saying – no, I'm not saying Jalen is a bust. We love Jalen Walker's game.
No,
he's just a little bit behind schedule. That's all we're saying. And the same thing goes for Xavier Watts. Really like his game. Also today, according to Mark Raimondi, he got confirmation on this. Braylon Trice would have had a sack, and Leonard Floyd also had one today.
Oh, yeah. Leonard Floyd, we were watching that. It's funny because he had to ease up. They actually ran a stunt with Jalen Walker and Leonard Floyd, and Floyd came inside and got – he would have gotten the sack, but they allowed Michael Penix to throw the ball. Listen, pressure's going to be there. The pressure's going to be there, guys. I think they're going to do a good job of that. Hey, guys, want to remind you, we are giving away an incredible, incredible gift. And I say this because it's a prize that I think a lot of people – Mike, we're yard guys.
Well, it's
we love our yards.
I've become my father, and I would like to have a Rolex some more.
Yeah, look, if you've got a nice mower, you appreciate this, but to get one free, we are celebrating Cut Down Day by giving you a chance – to cut down your yard in style on August 27th, 4 o'clock, when the pro football cut deadline hits. We'll be giving one lucky listener a Rolex Real Mower, and it's a chance to win the ultimate tool to cut down your yard in style. For contest rules to enter, go to 929thegame.com. We're coming back. We had a chance to chop it up with DeMarco Helms, who had a couple of big hits on Friday night. Hear what he had to say next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Braves took 4 or 5 from the Marlins. All of a sudden, guys want to. We're going to talk about it coming up. Stay tuned for that. More on the Falcons as well, as you're going to hear our conversation with DeMarco Helms here in just a second.
And some exciting games. I got to be honest. Preseason Braves? Football? No, preseason football. Please, I'm ready for football season. We will get into the Braves because some good things are happening. Carl at Truist Park.
Well, Drake Bolden's been happening. Unfortunately, you should have been playing him all year. Michael Money Harris is finally hitting. I'm happy about that.
Right.
What else?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess you could say that some of these pitchers that we picked up off waivers aren't the worst.
Bums.
I mean, I don't know if they're going to be here next year, but, I mean, Wentz isn't the worst. Anyway.
No, you're right.
And maybe, as we said, guys, when there's no pressure. Now, last year, Money Harris started hitting in the second half in that pennant race with the Braves scrapping and clawing just to make the wild card. And we all kind of knew what the limitations were of that team. But, yeah, we'll get into it because it is frustrating. But and more frustrating is what the approach is going to be in the offseason. People are already starting to wonder, how is Braves Holdings going to be throwing that money around? Are they going to be throwing nickels around like manhole
covers? It's a lot of money, Mike.
Or are we going to get into business?
It's a lot of money when you start talking about the quarter, you're making $25 million.
What's that?
$25 million.
Well, I mean, are we a real estate corporation or are you a team trying to win a World Series?
I think they're a little bit of both.
I think you're right.
All right. That's on the way. You were saying, what's exciting? Football? Football is exciting.
NFL, but no, there was high scoring. Usually preseason's sloppy and there's a lot of penalties. And there were some of that. But there were some high scoring games. The Rams game, Stetson Bennett played the whole game.
He did. He looked good, too.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We talked about, you know, seeing what the, you know, Bucks and Titans got cooking going on down there. And then, of course, you know, over the weekend, you know, you get to see, you know, these young players. Jackson Dart for the Giants had a really good day. Jackson Dart, by the way, apparently someone has to explain to him, when you're going through the easy pass lane, you have to have a sticker on your car. Apparently he's rolled up over $1,000 in charges on easy
pass. Just going back and forth.
No, he's got to learn. This country boy's got to learn how it works in the city.
That's funny. Hey, man, Friday our morning shift is going to be at McDonald's on Evans Mill Road in Lithonia. And you can join them for a special broadcast, guys. Get you ready for the start of your weekend while enjoying a great McDonald's breakfast. That's the morning shift Friday from 6 to 9 at McDonald's on Evans Mill Road in Lithonia. All right, let's hear from a guy that we enjoyed talking to today, and I think we enjoyed watching him, Mike. A couple of big hits got people excited on Friday because, look, when you put the pads on, this is what's supposed to happen. You're supposed to have a few guys that like to separate the ball from the player, and DeMarco Helms is one of those guys. We caught up with him today, and I thought he was going to hit Mike when we walked up on him.
Watch out, Mike. He might knock you out.
Man, this guy was dropping bombs on people on Friday.
I mean, this dude brings the helmet. We're talking with DeMarco Helms. Alabama! What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great game the other night. It's funny because your teammates talk about you always being physical and having the physicality. I think fans got a chance to see that. For those who don't know, DeMarco had a great 23 season, got hurt coming off the injury, man. What's it been like?
Oh, it's been great. You know, there was obviously a mental and a physical challenge, you know, just being off for a year. But just being back on the field on Friday, it was a great feeling for me just to be out there playing the game that I love again. Being able to, you know, compete with my teammates and, you know, overall just having a, you know, a healthy game and, you know, making it a step further than I did last year.
As Carl mentioned, we were high on you, man, at 23 and then having the injury. Do you feel like you got a lot more to prove? You're playing with the chip this year?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I'm somebody that's, you know, I'm my biggest critic. So I always feel like I have room to improve. But, you know, just taking a whole year off last year, I feel like, you know, that was a, you know, opportunity for me to come back in 2025 and, you know, just be, you know, a different player, you know, a better player than I was, you know, my rookie year.
How hard was the rehab, man? I mean, like, you didn't think it was a season-ending injury, right? I mean, you thought, okay, I'll be back in a few weeks, then it turns into that. That's got to be mentally tough.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, a mental hurdle to get over with. It's, you know, when you have an injury that you think is severe and then, you know, you hear the news that, you know, it's not as severe, but as you go through the rehab process and, the physical training process of getting back to play, you know, an NFL season, you know, it can go, you know, see little moments of adversity and things like that. So it was definitely tough, but I feel like, you know, my circle of family and friends and, you know, the training staff did a great job of, you know, getting me to the moment where I am now.
Third year safety for the Falcons, DeMarco Helms with us on Dukes and Bell with a huge hit, perfectly legal, by the way.
Legal.
Not going to get you in trouble. We'll do the talking on this. Get out of your pocket. But how tough is it as a guy that likes to lay the lumber? You got like the strike zones now. It's going to be so careful out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that, you know, you're conscious of, you know, as you approach the game and, you know, as you go through the game. But play by play is not something that I think about. You know, I just try to play the game safe. You know, keep my head out of the game, make sure I'm obeying, you know, the strike zones and things like that. But, you know, I think it's kind of, you know, it can kind of hurt your game if you're, you know, so concerned about, you know, protecting somebody that's your opponent, if you get what I mean. So, you know, I try not to worry about protecting my opponent, but, you know, just playing the game the right way.
Now, you laid out Ray Ray out here, right? Is that a true story?
that's my guy. That's my teammate. You know, I'm gonna leave that in the past.
All right. But I mean, he was just trying to play the game. I mean, it wasn't personal.
No, nothing's personal. Nothing's personal.
I only say that to say coach has talked about, you know, this is who you are. It's hard to lay off, even when you're practicing against guys who you care about and are your teammates. You can't take that out of yourself, right? That's just who you are.
Yeah, it's I think it's something that, you know, my dad ingrained in me. You know, since I played, you know, little league football, is, you know, to never let a coach, you know, have to turn you up, you know. If anything, you know, let him have to turn you down. Just coming out there every day, you know, just being more, you know, being more physical. I feel like, you know, that's a big part of the game, is because, you know, being more physical is obviously, you know, something that'll help you in the game. But, you know, you're more physical than your opponent. You know, it definitely takes a toll on them mentally as well. So that's just, you know, something, you know, the way I was brought up, you know, with my dad and, you know, as him as being a football coach. So it's something that I've just carried with me, you know, through my football career.
Turn up! It's DeMarco Helms with us guys live on Dukes and Bell from Falcons camp. It was Ryan Nielsen a couple years back, Lake last year, and now you got Jeff Ulbrich. Anything different to how you approach it, what they're asking you to do?
I approach every day doing everything they ask me to do. You know, I feel like, you know, Brick and, you know, try to, you know, ingrain some things that we did well last year, some things that the Jets did well in their defense, and, you know, when everything is just coming together perfectly. So, you know, I feel like it's a good matchup and it's a good mesh for us as well.
What's the safety competition like, man? I mean, you got some dudes back there, right? I mean, they drafted Billy. Obviously, you know, Bates is back there. Watts. What's the camaraderie with the group and how competitive is it?
Of course, it's competitive. Of course, you know, we're all competing. Those are some great guys, you know, Bill, X, J Full, got JT, Henry Black. There's a lot of us in that room, but, you know, we can control going out there every day, putting our best foot forward, you know, doing everything the coaches ask for us. And, you know, that's pretty much it. You know, things like depth chart and who's starting, who's not, you know, those sort of things that, you know, can mess your own head up mentally. Thinking about that, you know, and it's also something that we don't control as players. So I feel like we all have, you know, done a great job of embracing each other, no matter who's going out there first, who's going out there second, third, whatever. And, you know, just being a group of brothers, because at the end of the day, you know, it's a long season, and, you know, we all need each other in the room.
Talking with DeMarco Helms, whose journey, by the way, started Carl in D.C., played, everyone knows DeMatha for hoops, but you were a football player, and you were part of a Nick Saban recruiting class. What was your Alabama experience like, man?
Well, it was great, and I feel like, you know, DeMatha prepped me, you know, hard coaching, competitive, playing against national teams, things like that. Definitely prepped me for the, you know, the culture of Alabama. You know, Saban was a great coach to play for. He was real demanding, but I feel like that was something that helped me in my NFL career, you know, just to not feel the pressure of being in the NFL as much. You know, I feel like Alabama was something that, you know, wasn't the NFL, of course, but, you know, it was kind of operated as, you know, somewhere where the NFL was expected, you know, as the next step for a lot of guys. So I feel like Alabama helped me just being prepared on the NFL playbook. Some guys that I faced in the NFL, you know, I played with in college, played against in college. And just playing under Nick Saban, I feel like it gave me, you know, a mindset of, you know, just that I've been through the toughest of the toughest coaches. I've been through the toughest of the toughest schedules. So anything that somebody throws at me is, you know, it's on a different scale, but it's something that I've probably seen before.
Bama boys and these Georgia boys talk a little noise, man. Jalen, you guys, you talk a little bit or not yet?
I mean, we do a little bit of talking, but nobody in this locker room got a winning record against me. So.
Against Alabama, that's what you're saying.
Yeah. I still got the edge a little bit, though.
All right. I want to ask you one last thing. Tomorrow, you can go live. You blowing somebody up?
I'm going to do whatever Rod tells us.
DeMarco, appreciate you.
Thank y'all.
DeMarco Helms, that's interesting, Mike, that last comment about nobody has a winning record in this locker room. Okay, he's got a point. I mean,
right.
that speaks volumes, but they do have a good rapport. And as I said, when we walked off, Mike Johnson, who also played at Alabama, you hear him on the morning shift. I said, what do you guys have, a secret handshake? Mike was like, did you give him some Roll Tide love? I said, yes, we did. But, right. You know, those guys, man, look, when you've had a chance to play for the greatest, up to this point, the greatest college football coach ever, it brings something that, you know, a lot of guys wish they would have. And I think, Mike, you know, Kirby's putting a lot of guys in the league.
Yeah.
That's the thing now.
We said that. You know, it's funny. You can talk to – it's funny. Patriot players who played for Belichick feel that way, even though, you know, he's a grumpus. But the Nick Saban love, and you said it right, Carl, Kirby, players that go on to the NFL now feel the same way about him. That's when you've got that culture, that you really have a culture.
No doubt.
Some teams have no culture.
Hey, man, Around the Yards brought to you by Zero Res and Mark Spain Real Estate. We're coming back. Strong arm story of the day. I asked Mike earlier, does this story – is it getting too much – hype? Is it being over-talked? I don't think it is. We'll tell you what that story is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Is this story being talked about too much? I don't think so. We'll tell you about that in just a second. But, Mike, you just told me something that we have talked about a lot on this show over the last few years. Look, I don't know what you think about John Gruden. I think he's a hell of a coach.
Right.
But I also think he got screwed with how the whole scenario went down when, again, we repeat, the NFL never released the emails.
No, they did, and they looked over, if memory serves, over 650,000 documents, and the only guy that got in trouble for Daniel Snyder, who's basically one of the biggest creeps to ever own a sports franchise in this country, the only guy that got from that was a coach from another team, John Gruden. Now, John Gruden eventually fired for going 0-5 to start the season for the Raiders, but John Gruden basically has been persona non grata. He was saying some things you shouldn't say.
No, he resigned, yeah, Mike, because of that.
Homophobic slurs, 0-5, right? Homophobic slurs, a racial slur. In what was considered, it was a private conversation, email between him and Bruce Allen, team president of the then Redskins. So, to me, Gruden's paid his penance like everybody else in America. You know, we all make mistakes, and John Gruden is loved, and certainly his everyone who's played for him will go to bat for him. Now, it might be the best personnel guy, but this was a railroading when John Gruden said some things about the commissioner, which somebody, some brown noser, pumped up the chain of command to Roger Goodell. So the only pound of flesh extracted for the Daniel Snyder investigation was John Gruden, to your point, getting got. So he's been saying for years, I'm not going to arbitration. NFL's pushing for arbitration on this if he got railroaded. He's going, no, I want a trial. I want this in front of a jury. A judge. Well, the Nevada Supreme Court says, yes, wow, you are right. So now Roger Goodell, watch the NFL scramble to settle this thing.
Oh, they will.
I can't wait, because you know how I feel about Roger Goodell. He's the biggest phony fraud in the world of sports. Some guys don't get it because the NFL is printing money, but I just think he's such a stuffed shirt. And I like Gruden. Like I said, I think Gruden's paid his penance. Carl, I don't know if he's got anything left in the tank, if he wants to be a college or a head coach anymore, but I just thought the way this thing went down was wrong.
He does. He just spoke at Georgia. And he talked about he absolutely wants to get back in. He'd love to be a coach in the SEC. He says it's just hard to do. But if he can put this behind him, I think more doors will open. And let's be honest, Mike. The owners in the NFL are like sitting at this bar. It's a really exclusive club, right? Mm-hmm. And if one of those guys at the bar says, well, I'm not giving him a shot, then all those guys at the bar go, well, I'm not giving him a shot either. And that's where they are with John Gruden right now. There's no reason he should not be in the NFL doing something.
Guys, remember, eventually Daniel Snyder does sell. Daniel Snyder had private eyes going after the people that were testifying and giving making statements against him, Carl. Remember that? As the federal investigation, you had the prosecutor in D.C. going after this guy. Nothing could ever stick to Daniel Snyder. Eventually, finally, the NFL is able to find a suitable owner to buy him out.
Yeah. Big O, by the way, we have that sound, but I want to play it while we're talking about Gruden. We're going to talk about the story that everybody was talking about over the weekend. And look, I know Mike and I, maybe we feel differently about it than you do, but Gruden was talking to UGA, and he was asked about, you know, talking about wanting to coach again. I just want you to hear this because it's so pertinent to what we're talking about with this now becoming a situation as it could be sooner than later, and he's not going to have to wait as long, especially with this thing being in the court system and talking about an arbitration system. Here's John Gruden.
I'm being honest with you. I do not either. I want to coach again. I'd die to coach in the SEC. I would love it. I would fucking love it. I'm going to tell you guys this. What I know about the SEC is it's getting harder. The SEC's getting harder. They tell me Texas is in the SEC. Woo. They tell me Oklahoma's in the SEC. Damn, Texas A&M. You know who your biggest opponent is? You. You. You're your biggest opponent. Ego. That's your biggest opponent. Greed. Jealousy. Your cell phone. You guys dig it? You got to make sure you're in charge of you. You bring your best self in here every night, and you'll see how great you can become.
That's Gruden. He spoke to UGA, obviously Kirby, and the guys are there. But that was part of it, him talking about, you know, wanting to coach again.
There's a longer piece of video. It's great stuff. Like I said, I've always liked the guy. Now, again, in the right role, with a dynamic personality to really, you know, whether it's recruiting in college or, you know, where you don't let him pick the groceries but maybe coach the team. You know, certainly he was able to. Guys, we all know the story. I mean, Tony Dungy built that Bucs team, but it took Gruden and that offense to kind of put it over the top.
Yes.
You know, to get more out of it. But he's a guy that I know for some folks you feel that maybe the ego got out of the – maybe in the way with some of those personnel moves he made, kind of ruined the team that Rich McKay built down in Tampa. But either way, I still think he deserves another shot.
I do, too.
Certainly guys with lesser resumes have gotten more opportunities.
All right. We were talking about all the guys that played this weekend. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Obviously our guy, meaning Michael Penix. When I say our guy, I'm talking about Penix, did not play. But one guy that did that got a lot of attention, Mike, is Shedeur Sanders. And I asked you this, and I will ask you again. Is this overhyped?
Well, I mean, it's the biggest story in the NFL. It's Cam. We're going to see Cam Ward this week. Cam Ward, if he goes and has a great year in his Offensive Rookie of the Year, should send bouquets and money to Shedeur Sanders, taking all the pressure off of Cam Ward. Shedeur, I think, got blackballed because of his dad. It's almost, and I said to Carl earlier in the show, yes, we don't like the way college football is going. Let's make him the scapegoat, you know, and let's let all the guys, the old stooges who still kind of run the NFL, collude to a degree. And I don't know, did he basically tell people to go blank themselves at the combine? Because that's what they'd have you believe.
Oh, yeah. No, it didn't. I mean, that didn't happen.
Did he put his feet up on the desk and go, I'm going to play for you? I mean, if that happened, okay, then there's a penance to be paid. I don't think that's how it happened. So now to your initial point, he's never going to have a chance to crack the starting lineup when he's the fourth guy in the depth chart. They have a bunch of injuries in Cleveland, and he balls out. Now, if Shedeur Sanders had gone 2-for-15 with an interception and a fumble, they'd be killing him right now. Yeah. So, to me, he did his job like Jackson Dart did his job. We've seen other players doing their job. You know, as a rookie, it's hard. Bo Nix had a terrible play. If you didn't see it,
he did.
He had a grounding penalty from the end zone. We also saw, you know, Patrick Mahomes. We'll get into our other conversation about
Tyler Shook threw a pick.
Tyler
six.
Shook, but yeah. Shedeur Sanders handled his business, right? That's got to mean something in Cleveland.
Yeah, I don't think it's overhyped because he is. Cam Ward has not done anything wrong, but because we know the story of Shedeur and we know who his dad is, and this has become must see TV. Mm. It is drama filled. And because of that, you're either one way or the other. You're rooting for the kid or against him, and you want to see – a lot of you want to see him fail, and a lot of you want to see him succeed because it's the most compelling story. It's not going to be – because once the games start, guys, we're going to be talking about Lamar and Josh Allen and Burrow, and because those are the stars of the league. But right now, to see if he can make the team, and Mike, oh, my God, if he can start after being a fifth-round draft pick and everybody counts him out – this is not overhyped. It's not overtalked.
Right.
This is where this is. And until he proves us otherwise, people are going to continue to talk about it because people are interested. I could talk about Cam Ward right now and look at the bar. Nobody gives a damn.
Right. Nobody gives a damn. It's you don't care.
Right. Shedeur Sanders. But now, again, there's agendas involved in the Shedeur Sanders conversation because, as I said, people hate Deion for whatever reason, don't like his style, don't like the fact the kid lived in a mansion and had Lambos and everything else at college. This is the way things
they
are done
now. They all got Lambos now.
But, again, as I said to Carl, it's the same racist nonsense that people want to make Barry Bonds the bad guy for the steroid era. Right? When you had pitchers like Paul Byrd and others that were mentioned in the Mitchell report, guys that were trying to hang on in their careers, and I don't blame them. You're trying to stay in the show, so you take a shot. You do what you can. But Barry Bonds becomes the bad guy. He becomes the face for it. And it's the same thing. That's why I think that's the treatment that Shedeur Sanders has gotten subsequently from the draft.
You guys can let us know what you think. There were a variety of quarterbacks, and we mentioned a few. Hey, Big O, can we hear Shedeur talk about being uncomfortable? And this is part of it. I mean, Deion has said he's built for this. We're going to find out. But part of it is being able to overcome this adversity. And, Mike, by the way, kid's handled everything in Cleveland perfectly. Like, has not pushed the envelope, has not said anything dumb, has not done anything out of the norm. Like, just waiting his turn. Okay, it's your turn.
Right.
And then he goes out and plays well, and everybody's like, well, it's not a big deal. How? Explain that to me. Here's Shedeur Sanders talking about what happened over the weekend.
Well, I say I'm comfortable being uncomfortable. Yeah. That's what it is. You know, I got pockets of finding my rhythm, and I got to get into that quicker, regardless of anything. But overall, I felt like me out there. I couldn't do it, of course, without the time. I couldn't do it without the play calling. I couldn't do it without anything. So I'm just thankful to even be able to have, you know, the joy of just being on the field overall, then carrying the responsibility of doing the right thing. You know, so that's two badges under my belt already.
Yeah, we'll see where it goes. And by the way, I don't think that Dylan Gabriel is going to be available for preseason game number 2. He's still dealing with like a hamstring or something.
Right.
So there's a chance we may see more of him in the preseason. And I just think it ups the ante. It doesn't mean he's going to start. Flacco's still there, guys. And we're talking about Cleveland. But this is one of the most interesting stories. Go around the league and tell me there's a more compelling story right now than that quarterback room in Cleveland. And I'm hard to find one.
Yeah, I just think that for whatever reason, you know, the Deion thing and the way that – remember we even saw that guy, was it Venables from Oklahoma, was taking shots at Deion.
Sure.
It just becomes a lightning rod. And his son, unfortunately, has to pay for the sins. And the father didn't do anything wrong. As you said, it's just the cost of doing business in today's Wild West. And maybe the college football world comes back to what we thought was normal. Maybe it doesn't.
Maybe it doesn't.
But as I think, I just think he's sort of become the poster boy for everything that people don't like about it. And that's what drives me crazy. You know, it's just not fair.
No,
let this guy – but again, and it made no sense to go take Dylan Gabriel and then come back and get him. You know, that.
Yeah.
And when you look at how bad some of the backups are around college – sorry, from the NFL right now, it's hard to believe that this guy fell all the way to the fifth.
Well, here's the other thing, and we're not in Cleveland, so we're not watching this every day, but Dylan Gabriel has not had a good camp. He's not been good. So that's the other part of this, that the other part of the country is not seeing every day. It's like us telling you Penix has been great. The rest of the country's like, what's he look like? That is what's coming out of Cleveland, Mike, and that helps Shador's situation that he's played halfway decent, and the guy that got drafted before him has not played well at all in camp and is not really impressed. 404-726-0929, guys, we are live at Hooters. We're back here tomorrow. Scheduling, programming, note. We will not be here Wednesday, all right? So we have been talking about this, but we will be here tomorrow. We will not be here Wednesday. We'll be at practice. We'll have the latest for you, and obviously we'll have all the interviews as well. But just want to remind you guys. So tomorrow, if you can't make it, we will not be here on Wednesday.
By the way, I just looked up the Mitchell report to make sure I have my facts right. You know, I'm listed in the Mitchell report.
You are?
No, the former Braves first baseman, Mike Bell.
Mike Bell?
There's another Mike Bell. I just showed
Dave. There were a lot of names, man.
I mean, don't get me wrong. When I was playing rugby, a lot of stuff I put in my body. But anyway, that neither here nor there. But yeah, it just, to me, it's kind of like this argument that whether it's at a barbershop, at a sports bar, and it is kind of like America today. People kind of go to their corners over something like Shedeur Sanders, which is a shame.
It is.
Let the man live on his own merits. But the thing is, when you fall to where he was, it's so hard just to get to square one if you want to see him do anything in the NFL.
Well, a lot of people said he wouldn't even get a shot. And then he gets a shot. And that's now we see this door open up. And again, it doesn't mean he's going to start. But we'll see. It's one of the stories we're watching. It's a developing story. All right, man, we got to get out of here and clear our throat.
Hey, thanks to all of our guests. Make sure you subscribe and follow us, Dukes and Bell, online at Odyssey.com, guys, on the Odyssey app, so you can get content from us. You don't miss segments on the show, and you don't miss any of the great interviews as well. We'll have more of those tomorrow. Mike, you excited about tomorrow, by the way?
Yeah, man. It's funny, because a lot of guys hit us up in the text line, you're making this sound like it's Christmas. Well, now we finally get to see the Falcons playing somebody else, and now we'll see Jalen Walker really assert himself. He's been behind the eight ball with some of those hamstrings and missed practice. Same thing goes for Xavier Watts. There's guys we want to talk to you about. We just haven't really had to see them have a chance to pop. That's why guys like James Pierce Jr. have dominated the conversation.
No doubt. Tomorrow, Titans, it's one practice. They'll have two tomorrow, actually one Tuesday, one Wednesday. And then, obviously, guys, they'll play in their second preseason game at the Benz on Friday. We're all over it, and that's a game you can listen to right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. My man, thank you so much, as always. Day-Day Executive Producing, Gordon G. Money here, our on-site engineer, and back at the studio, Big O, keeping us on the air, man. Stay tuned. Turtles got you covered. Starting at 6 o'clock. Mike Bell, we got to get out of the way, man. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, we spent a lot of time talking about how important preseason is or isn't. We saw some veterans play. We saw guys get into a rhythm. I mean, you saw what happened. Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow, man, it looks like it's midseason. You saw what Mahomes did, throwing to a guy who's probably never going to play in the NFL. But he caught a touchdown pass from Mahomes. And then you got to the end of our game, where obviously the Maurice Norris hit was just so scary, and the players were freaked out because to see a guy going through convulsions, and then you don't know what's going on. Is he paralyzed? I mean, that's when you got to have some perspective. So credit to Raheem Morris and Dan Campbell for basically telling the NFL to go pound sand. This game is over. And basically forcing their hand by having the quarterbacks just kind of screw around for a minute, and the refs were in on it, and basically said, look, we're not continuing this game. It's a meaningless game, in the true sense of meaningless. So great job, and good to hear that Maurice Norris is back at camp with the Lions.
No doubt, guys. We're back at you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. I am super excited because today we found out that Paramount will become the new home for Ultimate Fighting Championship. It's a seven-year deal worth $7 billion. But what this means for UFC fans is you're not double-dipping. If you have Paramount Plus right now, you're going to get all of these fights, and a lot of them are going to be on CBS, which is the company, or Paramount owns CBS.
Right.
So all of a sudden now, it used to be, Mike, we were paying for these big events for UFC. We're not going to have to do that anymore. If you are on the streaming service, you're going to get UFC fights, the full slate of its 13 marquee events, the 30 fight nights. This is a great news for fight fans. So I'm super excited about this. Dana White posted today on X. That news came down. It's a huge deal. But if you're a UFC fan, you're not going to have to pay more for these events now. Hey, man, we're back at you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. If you love the show,
you tell your friend.
If you don't,
you're the cheapskate neighbor. Never kicks in for the UFC bill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.